Show. I'm your host, Andrew Salchunas, and it's an even better day today. It was great yesterday recapping a sweep of the Rockies, but last night, man, did it feel good. That Phillies team in 2018 does not win last night, all right? The 2018 Phillies does not win that game last night, but this 2019 Phillies club does. They blow a lead, they come back, and they win it in extra innings. Great win for the Phillies last night. We'll get into all of it. We'll talk about tonight's game as well. But first, let's head to Wrigley Field, go to the Comcast Business Hotline, and talk to one of my favorite guys in baseball, Phillies insider for NBC Sports Philadelphia, Jim Salisbury. Of course, you can follow him on Twitter at JSalisburyNBCS. Check out his stuff on NBCSportsPhiladelphia.com and on the My Teams app. Jim, how are we in Wrigley today?
We're cold. It's still winter here in Chicago. Overcast. It's been rainy, but it looks like we're going to play the game.
All right. Well, that's a good sign that you're going to play the game. Keep warm. But I want to start with a few things that happened last night, both of which happened in the same inning. Jim, what's up with Pat Neshek? I know he pitched an inning the previous day against the Rockies, but in 20 days of May, he's only entered six games for a total of 5 2/3 innings. I know he was injured last season, but his arm can't be shot already, can it?
Well, there's quite a bit of confusion going on about what happened in the eighth inning last night because of a TV shot of Neshek that was just, you know, a little disadvantageous for him. I spoke to him about this a couple hours ago. He had gotten up in the eighth inning. They told him to get up in the eighth inning when Hayward was at the plate. And they said, you got the next batter. They called down and said, can you get the next batter? And when they called down, he had only thrown two pitches. So basically the TV camera caught him shaking his head to Jim Gott, the bullpen coach, that, no, I'm not ready. So eventually he was ready, and he would have been ready for Descalso. They chose to go with Sir Anthony against Descalso, and obviously he hit that triple, which was a game changer at that point. But Neshek, you know, he was very adamant. He did not ask out of that game. He was available. They just got him up too late, and he was not ready when they called down to check on him. He'd only thrown two pitches. Eventually he was ready, but they called back to the bullpen and said, you know, shut it down, because they had gotten concerned about the number of pitches he eventually threw in the bullpen. So that's where that stands.
So this is a problem sort of on Gabe Kapler. Now, I think Gabe Kapler has done a tremendous job this season. I think last night was the first time where I really caught myself scratching my head with some of the decisions he's made. So that was really more so on Gabe Kapler, because I was surprised that they didn't call Neshek, didn't call the bullpen until after Dominguez walked his second batter.
They did call down at that point, and Neshek, he's a very quick, you know, warm-up guy. He can get ready in a hurry. He just did not have enough time. He says the call came down too late, and like I said, when he was eventually ready, they decided to stick with Sir Anthony, which, you know, I questioned from the beginning going two innings with him, especially after he had warmed up previous to the seventh. But, you know, that's the way, you know, they have to protect some of these arms. But even Gabe said that Neshek did not ask out of that game, that Neshek did not shut himself down in the bullpen. It was simply a matter of they chose to stick with Sir Anthony at that point.
The other moment that happened that inning was the triple by Descalso that split the gap between McCutchen and Herrera. And, of course, the ball ended up hitting his foot, goes out of play, he scores. I don't think Herrera played that well. He had the blunder in the outfield against the Rockies. On top of all of that, he's hitting 167 this month, 225 all season. How much is his job in jeopardy right now?
Well, I think, you know, Scott Kingery comes off the DL, and two of the first three games, he is starting in center field. So I think that answers that question. He's being pushed here. They are looking for more production and more concentration, frankly, out of the center field position. Obviously, Roman Quinn would have been an option there, but he is on the disabled list or the injured list. So they're giving Kingery a shot. To me, there's playing time to be won there. If he produces, if he can play an average brand of center field, which they seem to think he can. I'm curious to see if he can. But you're right, that was a very big play last night on that triple. McCutchen had a beat on that ball. It was very clear to see that he was going to make a play on that ball. Then he veered off his route when Odubel was sort of hard charging him. So there needs to be more communication out there. I'm not absolving McCutchen. They both need to communicate more, but
right.
It did appear that Herrera basically kind of got in his way and forced McCutchen to pull off that ball. Just one of the many lapses Odubel has had. He is not producing. There's an opportunity for someone there in center field if they step up, and Scott Kingery is going to get those chances. If he produces, you will see him more out there.
Now, my biggest concern with Kingery playing center field, or really outfield in general, is kind of his lack of an arm. He doesn't really have a good enough arm. He didn't have a good enough arm to be an everyday shortstop, so I can't really see him being an everyday outfielder. Do the Phillies think he can make up for it with a good baseball IQ, and of course, if he gets back to hitting the way he did before getting injured?
Yeah, they do. They think he has plenty of arm. And they would argue with you that he showed a more than adequate arm at shortstop last year. Indeed, he did get better as the season went on. But I do have the same concerns about the arm, how it's going to play in center field. If he hits, it's going to, you know, cover up some weaknesses. But, you know, we're going to see. I think he's athletic enough to at least give it a go. But until I see him out there actually doing it, for a number of games in a row, you know, I'm not convinced he's a major league center fielder, but Odubel has left the door open for other people to kind of get a tryout.
Speaking of Jim Salisbury on the Comcast Business Hotline, one more for you, Jim. Reese Hoskins, he's in a bad slump right now. He's just got 2 hits in his last 7 games. In total, he's 2 for his last 25. I know how much of an impact he can make, but why doesn't Gabe Kapler give guys who struggle like this a day off? We didn't see it with Bryce Harper, and Harper eventually hit out of it. Would one day off really kill them?
I think it comes down to what you said. Certain guys, he believes, will hit their way out of slumps. And, you know, Reese Hoskins is one good at bat, one good swing away from, you know, kind of breaking out, getting on a little hot spell here. And I think they don't want to, you know, lose his bat and the threat that he is. It's a dangerous bat. And tonight and tomorrow you're facing left-handers. So I think, you know, we'll probably see him. We're going to obviously see him tonight. I think we'll see him tomorrow against those lefties. Maybe a day off. You know, they have another lefty. So they see 3 lefties in this series. So I think there's a pretty good chance we see him throughout, try to hit his way out of it. I think they believe he's been productive to the extent early in his career that he's earned the right to hit out of it. You know, when you give him a day off, you got to move Franco over to first. I guess you can play Goslin or Rodriguez at third. But Gabe is a believer in letting guys hit out of it. Bryce Harper, case in point, seems to have done that.
Follow me on Twitter at Jay Salisbury, NBCS. Check out his stuff on NBCSportsPhiladelphia.com and, of course, on the My Teams app. Jim, thanks for coming on tonight. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Andrew.
There he is, Jim Salisbury on the Comcast Business Hotline live from Wrigley Field. He said it's going to be cold. We'll get into all of that coming up. We're going to get into the starting lineups. But, of course, 610-632-0975. That is the number for people to get in. The Phillies now winners of 4 straight. And last night was a very impressive win. And as I said right before we went to Jim, the 2018 Phillies don't win that game last night. The 2018 Phillies blow that lead, and then they go into the ninth inning with their tail between their legs, and they do not win that game. This is a different Phillies ball club, right? You have 5 totally new different starters who all made an impact yesterday. They made impacts in that game yesterday. Segura with the tying hit. McCutchen had that great at-bat before Segura was able to tie the game. And then JT Realmuto ended up hitting the game-winning home run in the top of the 10th inning. So the Phillies all around had a fantastic game yesterday, even though they did blow that lead. But the 2019 Phillies win that game. The 2018 Phillies do not. So I want people to react to that. If they want to react to the bullpen sort of issues that Gabe Kapler had yesterday, feel free. Again, I think Gabe Kapler is doing a tremendous job this season. I think last night was the first time I found myself scratching my head, but I think he's done a tremendous job so far this year. So if you want to talk about the manager, the Phillies themselves, feel free. 610-632-0975. 6 o'clock hours brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. We will get into the starting lineups and the pitching matchup for tonight. I'm Andrew Salchunas, and this is the Fanatic Baseball Show.
The Fanatic Baseball Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Brent Musburger's action update for 97.5 The Fanatic. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Maximum Arthritis Cream. Deep, penetrating, and odor-free. Beat the pain and live life. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Zach Eflin on the mound today for the Phillies as they visit the Chicago Cubs as a $1.20 underdog at Wrigley Field. That means a $100 bet at a Phillies win. You'll cash a winning ticket worth $220. The Cubs minus 130 on the money line, meaning you must bet at least 130 to win 100. Chris Bryan for the Cubs in the midst of a 1-for-12 stretch. NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. The St. Louis Blues are a $1.60 favorite on home ice today against the Sharks in Game 6 of the Western Conference Final. 5.5 under the total. Blues playing for their first trip to the Stanley Cup Final since 1970. Sugar House Casino Sportsbook is your playoffs place for all the basketball action. Get a spot in our deluxe lounge and enjoy the games in style. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For VSIN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, 97.5 The Fanatic.
The only thing worse than being hurt on the job is having the insurance company come along and kick you when you're down. That insurance company doesn't care that you're seriously hurt, and it will use any tactic to get out of paying your workman's compensation claim. Hi, I'm Justin Cohen from the law offices of Kotler, Hernandez, and Cohen. If you've been injured on the job, call us now at 866-66-LAW-NJ. That's 866-66-LAW-NJ. One of our 14 full-time attorneys will come to your home for a free consultation. Our team's committed to workman's compensation, and we put your needs first. Simple. If you don't get paid, we don't get paid. You may be down, but you're not out. Let us take on that insurance company. For that free consultation, call us today. Kotler, Hernandez, and Cohen. 866-66-LAW-NJ. That's 866-66-LAW-NJ. Or visit us at peoplefirstlawyers.com. Again, peoplefirstlawyers.com. At Kotler, Hernandez, and Cohen, we put people first.
What a night. Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Play $250,000 Mega Draw May 19th through 26th, only at Parks Casino. Earn entries and visit the Mega Draw kiosk to select your six-digit megapick combination. Redeem up to 3 megapicks each day. 7 days of daily drawings start May 20th. Match 2, 3, 4, or 5 numbers for big free slot play prizes. Match 6 and win $25,000 cash. Visit Parks May 26th for the grand prize drawing. A perfect match wins $250,000 cash. Parks Casino, what a night. Street Road exit off I-95 of the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Gambler, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What a night. Join the fun with placing bets on your favorite sports. Bet at Parks Casino, South Philadelphia Racing Sportsbook, and Oaks Racing Sportsbook. All the best ways to bet. Spread, money line, totals, props, parlays, and teasers. Plus, use your mobile bet slip builder to see real-time sports odds from anywhere. Plan your bet in advance. Get in the action on basketball and hockey playoffs, baseball, plus golf and tennis majors, and much more. Bet with the best. Pennsylvania's number one casino, Parks Casino, and the South Philadelphia and Oaks Racing Sportsbook.
Are you tired of dealing with those old, inefficient windows in your house? Well, maybe it's time to go Gaida. How about that drafty, beat-up-looking entry door you've painted over more times than you can count? Go Gaida. Need added protection from the elements with a new storm door? Go Gaida. And what about that sliding patio door or garage door you've been meaning to replace? Go Gaida. Whatever your home improvement needs are, I suggest you go Gaida with my good friends at Gaida Door and Window. And to help you get your project started, Gaida is offering 20% off all windows and doors, and they're going to allow you to start your project with no money down and up to 3 full years to pay it off interest-free. That's right, 20% instant savings with the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. This offer for a limited time only, so what are you waiting for? It's finally time that you go Gaida. Call today and schedule a free in-home estimate at 1-877-GO-GAIDA or check them out online at GoGaida.com. That's GoGUIDA.com.
Hi, Natalie Eganoff here. I've been telling you for a while now about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep brand dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Well, if you're in the market for a new truck, there's never been a better time than now during the Bigger Things sales event. Listen to this. Brand new big rugged Ram trucks from just $99 a month to qualified lessees. Plus, if you tell them I sent you, they'll give you 3 years of free oil changes. That's 3 years of free oil changes if you say Natalie sent you. With over 1,000 new and certified pre-owned vehicles available, take it from me, nobody beats a TurnersvilleJeep.com deal. Again, lease a new Ram truck from $99 a month. This is Natalie Eganoff for TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com.
2019 Ram 1500 Quad Cab 6-cylinder oil. MSRP 42120. $99 a month for 24 months with $6,099 due at inception. Total payments $84.75. 10K miles per year. Tier 1 credit through Chrysler Capital. Includes all applicable rebates. Price includes all costs to be paid by consumer except for licensing costs, registration fees, and taxes. Offer not valid with trade-in. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Ends 5/31/19.
Trade Pros. Ferguson has partnered with Bass Pro Shops and Major League Fishing for this year's Big Bass Giveaway. Six lucky winners will receive round-trip airfare and three-night accommodations for a one-of-a-kind fishing experience with MLF anglers at Hawks Cay Resort in the Florida Keys this September. One grand prize winner will receive a 2019 Nitro Z18 Bass Fishing Boat. Sweepstakes end July 31st. Register now at ferguson.com/Big Bass Giveaway. See official rules for entry and eligibility.
The best pros put a little extra into everything they do. At the Home Depot, so do we. It's called Pro Extra, with member access to exclusive money-saving offers. Up to 20% off paints, stains, and primers every day. And $20 off your first purchase over $200 just for signing up. That's a lot more than a little extra. Pro Extra, only for pros, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Visit the Pro Desk in-store for details.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 975thefanatic.com. Presented by Dietz & Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. Online at realphillydeli.com.
Now, back to the Fanatic Baseball Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I think probably what stands out about JT more than any one individual play is how well-rounded he is. You know, like, it's the at-bats, it's the leadership, it's the preparation and game calling, it's the tags, it's the throws, and we talked about him being us acquiring the best all-around catcher in the game, and it's hard for me to imagine that there's a better one out there.
There he is, the manager, Gabe Kapler, speaking about their starting catcher, JT Realmuto, had the big go-ahead home run, ended up being the winning home run in the top of the 10th last night. He had the huge two-run tying home run in Game 3 against the Rockies. So Realmuto in two straight games with a home run. He has four RBIs in two straight games. So JT Realmuto playing very well for the Phillies. We'll get into tonight's starting lineup for the Phils. First, we'll get into the Cubs. Kyle Schwarber gets another start in the leadoff spot, batting, playing left field. He went 1-for-5 last night with a triple. That dropped his season average to .224 in the year, and yet Joe Maddon still bats him a leadoff. Chris Bryant bats second. Great job by the Phillies pitchers last night getting him out in all five at-bats. Just 3 days prior to last night, he had three home runs in one game against the Nationals, so good job by Phillies pitching. Anthony Rizzo bats third, playing first base. He had a good night going 3-for-5, the double and RBI. Wilson Contreras back in the starting lineup. He had the night off last night. He will bat fourth, playing catcher. Jason Hayward batting fifth in right field. Albert Almora Jr. batting sixth in center field. Batting seventh at second base, left-handed hitter Daniel Descalso. He had the game-tying triple and then scored after the ball hit his foot and went into the stands, which gave the Cubs a 4-3 lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Addison Russell bats eighth at shortstop, gets another start tonight. Javi Baez is still dealing with the heel injury. It was reported today that Baez could return tomorrow night, and batting ninth for the Cubs and pitching the lefty Jose Quintana. 610-632-0975. Before I get to the phones real quick, and I'll get into the Phillies lineup in a little bit, last night was the first time for a lot of people, I'm sure, where when the Cubs took the lead, it pained you to see the Cubs take the lead, right? I want to hear from people on the phones at 610-632-0975. I want to hear from the people who really felt something last night for the first time in a long time. Last year, they were a first-place team, but nobody was really juiced up about the Phillies because a lot of people thought it was fool's gold when they were in first place, and it ended up being true. They ended up falling apart. They blew that first-place lead. They did not make the playoffs. And before last season, 2012, nothing. 2013, nothing. 14, 15, 16, 17, right? That's six seasons of baseball that you weren't really invested in. So last night was the first time for me and for a lot of people where when the Cubs took the lead, you didn't roll your eyes and say, ah, here we go again. No, you actually felt pain. Like, it hurt you in your heart as a Phillies fan to see the Cubs take the lead. And also, when the Phillies then took the lead in the top of the 10th, when they tied it in the top of the 9th, that was one of the first times I was jumping out of my off my couch and celebrating, waking up the dog, waking up the fiance, waking up the neighbors, screaming and yelling because I was so fired up. Phillies baseball is back. And I want to hear from people who really felt that for the first time in a long time. 610-632-0975. Before we get to the Phillies lineup, let's go to the phones and talk to Andrew in Boston. Andrew, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Andrew, how are you, man?
What's up, man?
Congrats on the new show, man.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about the bullpen. I've called into the midday show before talking about going to get Kimbrel. I don't know if that's what we actually need to get, but I got zero concerns about the offense. But when it comes to the bullpen, you can't have JT bail you out every night. And the starting pitching, you know, it's not great, but I guess it will get by. But we don't have one guy in the pen that I can feel 100% confident that can get us three outs in any given inning. And well, do you think that?
Well, how are you feeling about Hector Neris? Because he's the veteran on the team at this point, and he's pitching very well in 20 and a third inning. He's got an ERA of 1.77. So Hector Neris is doing a great job so far for the Phils.
So I know he's doing well. He's done well so far, but I've seen him do well before and then fall apart. So
right.
that's why I'm asking the question, because I'm just kind of like, you know, I know he's done well in, you know, the last few outings that he's been in, and he's got that low ERA. I don't know what his whip looks like, but it's, you know, I'm just kind of wondering, you know, are we going to make a move? Because that's my biggest concern about them right now, is having a shutdown guy. Maybe Neris keeps it up and, you know, keeps pitching really well. I don't know, but the history has shown me that he, you know, it's kind of up and down. So
yeah, I mean, Andrew, I think eventually they do make a move. Like, any team that is in contention will eventually make the move, right? Anytime at the trade deadline, if you are in contention, you never had the same roster at the start of the season and then after the trade deadline. But one thing I do want to remind a lot of people of, and I have to remind myself of this sometimes, David Robertson is still on this team. And there's really no news on when he's going to come back, but I have a feeling that he wasn't pitching very well at the beginning of the year because I don't think he was 100% right. I don't think he was healthy. So he goes on the injured list, and hopefully when he comes back to the David Robertson that we're used to. Victor Arano is still banged up a little bit. Sir Anthony Dominguez, he pitched a very good first inning yesterday. I think Gabe Kapler made a mistake going back to him in the second inning. Who knows what was wrong with Pat Neshek yesterday? He just wasn't ready to pitch, and Neris has given you good innings. So I think eventually, and I appreciate the call, Andrew, I think they do eventually make a move to bring in somebody else, but you have guys that are banged up right now, and once they come back, they will add to your bullpen. And listen, they're not Eckersley, right? They're it's not like these guys are the best closers. It's not like they're the best setup men. It's not Ryan Madsen to Brad Lidge. It's not the bridge to Lidge and then Lidge in the ninth inning. I get that. But they have different pieces that they are missing right now due to injury. And hopefully Gabe Kapler can figure something out. And that's why I was very adamant about this last year. And I've been very adamant about it this year. And I talked to Tommy Green about it last night when he joined the show. I am a firm believer in roles in the bullpen. Firm believer. Hector Neris right now has 7 saves. It looks like he's starting to become the closer of this staff. But coming into the season, did any of us think Hector Neris would be the closer of this team? No, we thought it would be either David Robertson or Sir Anthony Dominguez with the occasional Pat Neshek attempt to close out a game. Nobody really thought it was Hector Neris, because also a lot of people were worried that we'd get that Hector Neris that was sent down last season. But all of a sudden, Hector Neris is now the leading candidate to be the closer because of the injury to Robertson, because of the inconsistency to Sir Anthony Dominguez, and that's why Hector Neris has 7 saves right now. They will make a move, eventually. I think they will add to the bullpen, and I do think they will add to the starting rotation. Aaron Nola is coming to form. Jake Arrieta has been okay. Zach Eflin has been your best pitcher so far this season. We'll see if Cole Irvin gets figured out or if he continues to pitch the way that he has, being 2-0. We'll see if Jared Eichhoff starts to fall off a little bit. And if he does, do they call up Nick Pivetta? Does Vince Velasquez come back off the injured list right back into the starting rotation? Or does Velasquez go to the bullpen and maybe pitch well in the bullpen? Maybe he provides you with something there. I think the Phillies do have room to improve. They will make moves. It's going to happen. They're not going to have this same roster. They're going to add to the bullpen. They're going to add to the starting rotation. And they're going to add to the depth on the bench in terms of guys who can pinch hit, because right now you're very weak there. And all that will come. But right now, get used to what you have. Phillies are in first place. Even though there have been some pretty bad moments from the bullpen, there have been bad moments where it seems like the Phillies couldn't buy a hit. We've seen bad starts from some pitchers, but they're still in first place. Still 2.5 games ahead of the Braves in the NL East. 610-632-0975. If you want to talk some Phillies baseball, that is the number to get in. Let's get into the Phillies starting lineup tonight. Andrew McCutchen leads off again, playing left field. Segura and Realmuto had the biggest moments last night, tying the game and taking the lead. Segura tying the game, Realmuto taking the lead. But McCutchen had such a key moment in the top of the ninth inning that I don't want people to just forget about. He was up with two outs, right? Franco leads off the inning with a double. Kingery gets out. So there's two outs, and McCutchen's up to bat. And he was actually down in the count 0-2 before seeing the next four pitches, which were all balls, and they weren't totally wild. So he was very disciplined at the plate, goes down 0-2, and then eventually works a walk to keep the inning alive, to keep the game alive. He now has 36 walks, which is most on the Phillies, most in the National League, and just second in all of baseball to Mike Trout, who has 41. So McCutchen doing a great job as of late in the leadoff spot. I was hesitant. I was kind of worried about him in the leadoff spot, but he's been doing a great job as of late. Second in all of baseball with walks. He bats leadoff in left field. Gene Segura bats second at shortstop. Of course, he had the big knock scoring McCutchen. Bryce Harper bats third in right field, hitless last night, but he did walk and later scored on the huge two-run triple by Cesar Hernandez in the three-run sixth inning. He made the big play in right field, throwing out Anthony Rizzo at home. So Harper contributing in other ways, even though he didn't have a hit last night. Rhys Hoskins bats fourth at first base. I brought him up with Jim Salisbury just last segment. Two for his last 25. Gabe Kapler wants him to hit out of it instead of giving him a day off. Sometimes I think a day off might help. Hopefully he gets out of that slump tonight. JT Realmuto bats fifth at catcher. Hit the go-ahead home run in the top of the 10th inning. The great tag when the Harper throw to get out. Anthony Rizzo, four RBIs in the last two games. Puts him at 29 in the year, third on the Phillies. He is heating up. So JT Realmuto, somebody I'm very excited about. You guys already know that. Batting sixth at second base, Cesar Hernandez. He's hitting .387 in the month of May. Getting the start in center field, batting seventh is Scott Kingery. Batting eighth at third base, Michael Franco. Big double last night. He scored the tying run in the ninth. And Zach Eflin bats ninth. He is the starting pitcher. I will get into the pitchers later on this segment. The number is 610-632-0975. And I brought it up with Jim regarding Scott Kingery. I'm excited that Kingery is back. It's crazy with how all of a sudden Kingery gets hurt. And then that's when Cesar Hernandez heats up. Hernandez hitting .387 in the month of May is the reason why we're not seeing Scott Kingery play second base. But Odubel Herrera struggling as much as he has, hitting under .200 in the month of May, hitting just .225 this season, and making boneheaded plays in the outfield. A bad play against the Rockies, letting the ball get past him. Last night, I think he should have taken charge on that ball in the gap between McCutchen and Herrera. And even though he didn't take charge, he should have backed up the ball. Instead, he let it go to the wall, and then Descalso gets a triple, and the throw was bad, so he ends up scoring. Herrera is hurting your team right now, and that's why Scott Kingery's in center field. But as I mentioned with Jim during the interview, I'm just worried about the Kingery arm. Last week, when the Fanatic Baseball Show started, there was a game where Phil Gosselin got the start in left field. I said, I don't like it because he doesn't have a good enough arm. And I said, pay attention. If there is a play at the plate when the ball is going to Gosselin, he's got to throw somebody out at home. He is not going to get that runner home. And it happened. He did not get the runner home. Scott Kingery does not have a center fielder's arm. Jim said to me last segment that the Phillies will try to tell me otherwise. Gabe Kapler and the scouts on the team, they'll try to say that he has a very strong arm. He has an arm for a shortstop. He's an arm for a center fielder. I saw him struggle making throws from shortstop last season. I saw him struggle making throws from shortstop this season. I've seen him struggle making throws from third base. What makes you think he's going to all of a sudden be this great fielding center fielder? I don't think he will, but because he was hitting as well as he was before getting hurt, you have to put him in the starting lineup. And right now, Odubel Herrera is the weakest link. Franco had a little bit of a stretch where he wasn't hitting well, but he had that big double last night. So Kingery in center field tonight, something to keep an eye on. Let's see. Hopefully nothing happens in terms of a poor throw at home. And maybe I just hope the Cubs don't have a situation maybe late in the game where they try to take the lead and they can be aggressive on the base pass when there is a hit to Scott Kingery. 610-632-0975. That is the phone number to get in. Back to Andrew McCutchen. 36 walks, which is most in the National League, second most in all of baseball. The McCutchen contract, a lot of people complained about it because of how much he was getting paid. It's totally worth it now, right? Are people still complaining about the McCutchen contract? I know if you look at his batting average, it's not something that you get really excited about. 244 out of the leadoff hole, not something to be thrilled about. But if you look at Chicago, Kyle Schwarber is hitting 220 in the leadoff hole. So McCutchen's hitting 244, but he's got an on-base percentage of 375. Second most walks in all of baseball. He does have six home runs, so he is a threat to hit one out. So when he's batting leadoff, whether it's to start the game or whether it's a moment like last night late in the game when he comes up to bat after the ninth spot in the order, pitchers can't just groove a fastball to him because he does have that threat of hitting it out. He has seven doubles this year. He has a triple this season. 19 RBIs. I know he strikes out a lot, and I know that's why we complain about Hernandez in the leadoff spot last year, but McCutchen playing very well in the leadoff spot, playing relatively good defense. I know last night there was a little bit of a blunder, but that contract so far, totally worth it. 610-632-0975. The pitching matchups for tonight, we'll start with the Cubs left-hander Jose Quintana. He gets the start tonight. He's pitched in 9 games this season, 8 as a starter. He's 4-3 with a 3.68 ERA. Part of the reason his ERA is that high was his first start this season, where he allowed 8 runs in just 3 innings of work. So that'll obviously make the ERA high. He's been bringing it down since then. He hasn't been lights out this season, but he's the 5th starter in the rotation. So just think of it this way. If he's the 5th starter in the Phillies rotation, we'd be thrilled with the numbers that he's been putting up. You need to be happy because he has 5 of 8 starts being quality starts, which is when you go at least 6 innings allowing only 3 or less runs. So 5 of 8 starts had been quality starts for Jose Quintana so far this year, the left-hander. Opponents are hitting .253 off him, so you can get some hits. He doesn't walk many batters. Remember last night, Yu Darvish, he's the leader in National League for most walks by a starting pitcher. So you don't have that same approach. You don't have to be patient at the plate. This time you can be a little more aggressive if you're Phillies hitters. Lefties are actually hitting .261 off him. Righties .250, but there's 7 home runs hit off him. He hasn't allowed a home run to a lefty just yet. 7 home runs to righties. He has pitched well at home this year, which is a little bit of a problem because the Phillies are playing in Wrigley Field. He's 3-1 with a 2.36 ERA. He's a 4-pitch pitcher. Fastball in the low 90s, which he throws 60% of the time. He will go to his curveball a lot. He also has a cutter and a changeup. But he hasn't pitched well against the Phillies in his career. He's 0-1 in 4 starts with an ERA of 4.76. So maybe that's a good sign for the Phillies. Not good in his career against Philadelphia. 610-632-0975. I'll let you know about Zach Eflin in a little bit. Let's go to the phones and talk to Alex in South Jersey. Alex, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Alex.
Hey, so you're talking about adding to the rotation. I think that would be great. And I'm looking at who's out there, and I don't know what's in the dude's head and why he's being so obstinate, but Dallas Keuchel is still out there. And I know he's got a certain number that he thinks he's worth, but as we start getting closer and closer to, middle of the season and such, I'm wondering if he's going to be able to come down a little bit and the Phillies show something. You know, maybe he'll give us a little bit of discount and join that rotation. I think, that way we can move Velasquez or somebody to middle relief or somewhere, but that would be a pretty nasty 1-2-3 with Arrieta, Keuchel, and then whoever else is playing well at that point, filling and rounding out 3, 4, and 5. But I'm just wondering what your thoughts are and if you think he's worth the money.
So Alex, about a month ago, it was Ken Rosenthal who actually reported that Dallas Keuchel was willing to take a 1-year contract for about $17 million, which is far less money what he wanted before the season started. And of course, he wanted that big 3-year contract, which he wasn't going to get. My one fear for Keuchel, if you sign him now, he's not going to just go right into the rotation, right? He's going to have to go for about a month of rehab, not rehab, but he's going to have to pitch in AAA for a little bit because he didn't have a spring training. He wasn't with a club. And the other thing that I'm concerned about Dallas Keuchel is last year he threw over 200 innings and he allowed the most hits in all of baseball. And in his career, in 2015, when he won the Cy Young, he threw 232 innings, which was most in baseball. He had 20 wins, which was great. But then the following year, he pitched poorly. He was 9-12. He had an ERA almost at 5. So in his career, when he's pitched a lot of innings the previous season, the following year, he seems to fall apart a little bit. Now, last year, he threw 204 innings. I don't know what kind of Keuchel we're going to get. If that price continues to drop down, I do think the Phillies have to look at it and definitely take a flyer on it. Or do you wait until the trade deadline to get somebody who's been pitching all year?
That makes sense, but you also got to look at where he's not pitching right now. So, yeah, I understand he pitched a lot last year, and he's going to need some ramp-up time. But he's not wearing that arm out now, and I'm assuming he's still trying to stay in shape a little bit to take on a team. So I get what you're saying with that, but if you also did, he's not – it's not like he's going back-to-back years trying to throw, you know, 200 pitches. He's got a little bit of a break. And you know, I understand that hopefully that $17 million is absolutely ridiculous for 1 year. Like, it's less than he wants. But even at that point, you're kind of looking at, I don't want to say like a rental, but you're almost taking like a half-year deal. Kind of a make it or prove it.
Yeah, and as the year goes on, Alex, I appreciate the call. As the year goes on, I think that price tag drops until the point where maybe he just doesn't sign. I mean, remember Craig Kimbrell before the season started, he threatened to not even play this year, and I wonder if Keuchel's sort of in that same boat. The good news is, out of all of this, the Phillies are still in first place, 2.5 games above the Braves with this wacky rotation, with having Pivetta sent down to the minors, with Vince Velasquez going on the injured list and needing a guy like Cole Irvin to come up and pitch. Phillies are still in first place, 2.5 games up. And I think that might be part of the Phillies' thinking is, hey, we're in first place right now. We're nine games above 500 with this pitching staff. Right now, we don't need to go out there. We're not desperate right now. That's why I think they might wait till the trade deadline to look for someone. Chris in Newark. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, there's got to be a reason why major league teams are taking a pass on a left-handed pitcher with a track record of success. You know, with all those innings, I think they're finally starting to get smart with the way they're paying pitchers. You know, they just don't last. And it would be foolish, you know, with $17 million for what year? That's half a year.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean, if that price tag drops substantially, maybe to like the $13 million range, maybe that's when you consider it. But $17 million is still high, especially as the season continues.
Yeah, I mean, his stats were, you know, on the downward, and unlike a guy like a Hamels or even an Arrieta, you know, they were not projecting downward at that point. We're talking about Kingery in center field.
Yes,
and that's. I think that's got to be a place where they play him right now because, you know, I think the Phillies and Mike DelFranco are a perfect fit right now. You know, even in the next 2-3 years until maybe Alex Baum is ready. He's not going to command a huge contract. You know, he's going to be arbitration eligible, but he's not going to, you know, knock him out of the park with his demands. And he's a fine defensive player. He gets hot like we saw him in April. I think he's the perfect fit. He's the Pedro Feliz of this team, and I think they're just fine with him going forward and having him, you know, get spelled a little bit by Kingery maybe. But you know, it looks like, you know, Odubel just isn't going to get it back. I mean, it's been a whole year, and you know we all like his talent. And I like the guy, you know, his game personally, but he's just Kingery's got to play somewhere, and I don't think it's third base.
Yeah, no, Chris, I appreciate the call. Franco has struggled a lot this month of May, but you mentioned the great start he had in late March and all of April. But last night, he's in the eighth spot, and he hits that double in the top of the ninth inning and eventually scores the tying run. So he's still a threat to hit the ball and hit the ball hard. That was a huge hit for Franco. And as he mentioned, Franco is a tremendous fielding third baseman. I know he's not Machado. I know he's not going to be making throws from basically where the coach's box is. But Franco is a tremendous fielder. He made a great play yesterday where he bobbled the ball going to his right in foul territory and still threw the runner out. So Franco has a great arm. We've seen him make that play where he can charge on the dribble and bare hand and throw the runner out of first base. Franco doing a great job, and he's your eight-hole hitter. It's a problem if he's last year Franco where he's batting fourth or fifth. Because this Phillies lineup is so stacked and he gets to bat eighth, we can do with a slump from Franco and not panic and have to get somebody else at third base. So it's a good call. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. We got one more segment left before we go to the break. I mentioned Jose Quintana getting the start for the Cubs. Zach Eflin will get the start for the Phils. He wasn't terrible against the Brewers in his last start, but he did give up 4 runs on 7 hits. That's a very good Brewers lineup, but so is this Cubs lineup. So he has another tough task tonight, and I'll be very interested to see if he steps up and pitches well in Chicago. He's actually made two starts in his career at Wrigley. He's 1-0 with a 2.45 ERA, so he has pitched well in Chicago all around this season. He's 5-4 this year, 2.89 ERA, which is actually 18th best in all of baseball among starters. The next Philly on that list is Jake Arrieta, who's 46th with a 3.77 ERA. So Eflin not in the top 10, but 18th in all of baseball is pretty good. And for the second Philly being Arrieta at 46, that means Eflin's got a large gap amongst the other starters on the team. 610-632-0975. We'll get into the weather for tonight's game, the X Factor, and of course the line on the game. I'll give you my pick. If you guys want to join in, talk some Phillies baseball, talk about some of the concerns in the bullpen, as we've heard so far this show, concerns with the starting rotation. But all in all, the Phillies are in first place. We'll get in the standings as well. I'm Andrew Salchunas, and this is the Fanatic Baseball Show.
The Fanatic Baseball Show on 97.5, The Fanatic. Hey, going down the shore? Now you can listen to 97.5, The Fanatic, all the way down.
If you got a phone, you got a radio.
Download the free Fanatic app. Listen in the car on the AC Expressway, GSP, Route 55, and all roads leading to the shore.
Turn it up.
Listen in the shore house or on the beach or on your boat.
If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Listen to us anywhere. Download the app, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, folks, if you're looking for a new car, just go see my friends at Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. From the sporty C-Class sedans to the GLA and GLC family SUVs, their entire fleet of vehicles offers what you would expect from a Mercedes. Classic design, luxury interior cabins, innovative technology, and a flawless ride. Go test drive a Mercedes. You'll absolutely enjoy the experience. You're going to want to drive one home. Now, whether you're looking to lease or purchase, add it to your list of test drives. Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City, with three dealerships owned by the same ownership group, they have the inventory that can't be beat by any other Mercedes dealer in the Delaware Valley. So not only will you get the best service, they'll give you your best price. Tell them Mike Miss sent you. Check them out online at yourmercedes.com.
Hey, Mark Farzetta here. It goes without saying that you want a greener, weed-free lawn that is also safer for your children and your pets. Well, for over 25 years, Natural Lawn of America has been known as the leader in organic-based lawn care. They use safer, organic-based lawn care products that reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn, and this makes Natural Lawn's approach safer and more effective compared to those traditional chemical services. It all starts with a greener, healthier lawn, but you also may be interested in all-natural flea and tick control. With Natural Lawn, you don't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. With local offices in PA and Jersey, Natural Lawn safer lawn care programs are customized to your lawn and your family. And guess what? For Fanatic listeners only, Natural Lawn is extending their new customer offer. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and take $100 off. That's right, take $100 off for Fanatic listeners and you get Natural Lawn's full service program. For a safer, greener lawn, call Natural Lawn today and tell them Mark Farzetta sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Charlemagne booty smile, I got a Charlemagne booty smile, my ultra-star. I got a Charlemagne booty smile, by the near to ear, the CP's magnifique. Charmin ultra soft, so cozy, I'm grinning cheek to cheek. Charlemagne booty smile.
Charmin Ultra Soft is softer than ever. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
The best pros put a little extra into everything they do. At the Home Depot, so do we. It's called Pro Extra, with member access to exclusive money-saving offers. Up to 20% off paints, stains, and primers every day. And $20 off your first purchase over $200 just for signing up. That's a lot more than a little extra. Pro Extra. Only for pros. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Visit the Pro Desk in store for details.
The weather is heating up, and it's time to make sure your battery is ready. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Car not starting? The solution starts at America's number one battery destination. We'll test your battery for free and help you figure out the real issue. so you don't buy what you don't need. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store. The MPD Group Incorporated Car Care Track, 12 months ending December 2018.
Innovation doesn't always mean adding blades. So Gillette made SkinGuard, their first razor that actually helps stop shaving irritation, razor bumps, and razor burn. Here's what guys are saying after trying Gillette SkinGuard.
I've not had a single cut, bump, red spot, and most importantly, not one ingrown hair.
Just try SkinGuard for the first time, and all I can say is, wow, no nicks whatsoever. If you have sensitive skin, you need this blade.
Enough said. Try Gillette SkinGuard and stop shaving irritation or get your money back.
Here is today's rubber report.
Zach Eflin takes the rubber for the Phillies tonight after losing his first start after winning three straight. Although his 5-4 record doesn't show it, Eflin has been the best and most consistent starter in the rotation this year. His 2.89 is the best amongst Philly starters who have made at least five starts, and only Jake Arrieta has thrown more innings. He faces the Cubs' Jose Quintana, who is 4-3 with an ERA of 3.68.
That is who is on the rubber today. Brought to you by CJ's Tire and Automotive. Better, faster, more affordable.
Attention, special Memorial Day announcement ahead. Dell's official Memorial Day event is back, and it's better than ever. You're getting up to $300 off select Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, enjoy awesome deals on the latest electronics and accessories like Bose headphones. And remember, free shipping on absolutely everything. Get some of the best deals of the year now, courtesy of Dell. Call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL. Or go to dell.com/Memorial Day.
This Memorial Day, Sugar House Casino is letting you drive home a winner. Play your favorite slots and table games all month long to earn entries to win a 2019 Cadillac XT4. Visit SugarHouseCasino.com for more details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Find out where the Dietz and Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 975thefanatic.com. Presented by Dietz and Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. Online at RealPhillyDeli.com. Now, back to the Fanatic Baseball Show. On 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Final segment of tonight's Fanatic Baseball Show. I'm your host, Andrew Salchunas. Before we get into more of the business, got to let you know the Fanatic Deal of the Week. Get the 2019 Victory Golf Pass for only $29 with the Fanatic's Deal of the Week. Gain access to over 300 of the region's best golf courses, including 25 private courses, all at huge savings. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword deal. Get your Victory Golf Pass before they're gone. Supplies are limited. The number 610-632-0975. Following the show, Devon Givens will be on from 7 to 10. Joe Torti on from 9 to 12. So Devon and Joe do the crossover hour at 9 o'clock. A tweet from Steve Outlaw. He goes, I'm out on Keuchel. I think it's too late. He probably wouldn't even pitch until around the break. I look at Kimbrel due to the bullpen injuries, but I'd rather trade instead of sign Keuchel. I think I agree with you on the Keuchel thing. I'd rather trade at this point just because you don't know what Keuchel you're going to get after his struggles last season. And I told you, I spoke to the one caller last break, last segment. Keuchel, historically in his career, the years where he throws at least 200 innings, the following year he does not pitch well. Except for 2014 and into 2015, but he was 26 years old at that point. Now he's 30 years old, and he's starting to get maybe figured out a little bit. So that's some of my concerns with Dallas Keuchel. To your Kimbrel point, my only thing with Kimbrel is everybody points out how Keuchel struggled last year. Kimbrel did as well, especially in the playoffs for the Red Sox. Kimbrel struggled last year. You saw his arm shot last year in the playoffs. I don't know if I can even trust Kimbrel at this point. And he seems to be even more stubborn than Keuchel. Kimbrel threatened before the season started to sit out the entire year. Now, I know there's some talks that the Phillies might be communicating with him now and his agent, and maybe they try to work something out. Do I like Kimbrel more than half the guys in this bullpen? Yes, of course I do. But he's not going to just be put right in anyway. He doesn't have to have as much time to get ready because he isn't a starter. He only has to throw one inning, and he's finally that ninth inning guy. He is your closer, right? Unless Gabe Kapler finds a way to try to tinker with him. If you sign Kimbrel, he pitches in the ninth inning, and that's it. And then you have a pretty good back of your bullpen with Kimbrel, and if Hector Neris can keep up the way that he's been pitching so far this season, and if you get Sir Anthony Dominguez figured out, remember last night he had that great first inning of work, and then he struggled going into his second inning. Adam Morgan has been one of your most consistent pitchers out of the bullpen so far this year. So if you sign Kimbrel, he adds to a pretty good bullpen. I don't think we give this bullpen enough credit because there have been some pretty bad moments from other guys, right? But your main cogs in the bullpen have pitched relatively well in Neris and Neshek and Morgan. And hopefully David Robertson comes back healthy and is pitching the way like we were used to when he was in New York. It's an interesting conversation that we're going to have all season long. The weather tonight at Wrigley Field, we spoke to Jim Salisbury earlier in the hour at the very top of the show. He says it's cold there, and the tarp is on the field. I'm sure with game time right around about to start, they probably took the tarp off by now. It's going to be about 50 degrees at the start of the game. It'll be 50 degrees and cloudy throughout the entire game until the sun goes down, and it's going to be colder even at night. It's going to still be 50 degrees, but you know once that sun goes down, it's going to be chilly in Chicago. The line on the game tonight, Phillies, Dogs, once again, they were the Dogs last night, plus 122 tonight, Cubs minus 132. It actually opened at Phillies plus 13, Cubs minus 132. So the Cubs the same, but the Phillies even more stronger underdogs tonight. Not really sure why. Maybe it has something to do with the cold weather. Who knows? And maybe it has something to do with Quintana, the left-hander. Reese Hoskins struggling. He's in a slump, and he actually, his splits hits worse against left-handed pitching. Bryce Harper, however, has hit lefties relatively well this season. So it's a confusing line. If I were to make my pick, it's tough. I might go Phillies tonight. I went Phillies last night, and they almost blew it, and they won. The Cubs have a chance to bounce back after that loss yesterday. But Zach Eflin has been pitching pretty well. And I think he has a bounce-back start after a start against the Brewers. So I like the Phillies tonight. Again, two straight games, I'm going to take the Phillies. I took the Rockies on Friday, so I lost that one, but I had the Phillies last night and won. So I'm going to take the Phillies again tonight in Chicago. Hopefully they win their fifth straight game. My X factor for tonight, I hate to admit it, I picked Odubel yesterday. That was a bad choice. I'm going to go with Gene Segura tonight. It's another cold night, so don't expect many long balls for the Phils tonight. Even though Realmuto hit the big shot last night that ended up winning the game for the Phils, I'm going to go with Segura tonight. Maybe another bloop single like we saw over Rizzo's head last night that ended up tying the game. Segura actually is on an 11-game hit streak right now. If you haven't noticed, this is what amazes me about Segura. Bryce Harper's the big name. Reese Hoskins is a big name because we already know him from his time in Phillies the last couple of seasons. JT Realmuto, obviously a big name because you gave up such a big prospect to get him. Gene Segura has just been under the radar, and he has an 11-game hit streak right now for the Phillies, hitting over 300, hitting 318 on the season. So Gene Segura will be my X factor tonight. I'm expecting a multi-hit game. We've seen a lot of that out of him this year. So hopefully he makes me look good because Odubel Herrera did not. Tyler Goldberg produced the show tonight. Thank you very much. Devon Givens coming up next. He'll be on from 7 to 10. As I mentioned, Joe Torty will join him in the 9 o'clock hour, and he continues until 12 o'clock. We will be back tomorrow night. Ricky Pitalico will join me at the start of the show. So I will talk to you tomorrow night. This was the Fanatic Baseball Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.